Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Lynch moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Christopher goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 4, Pirates, 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing center field. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynch tags and scores. Clendenon tags and moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Samuel strikes out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schofield. The throw from Taylor to Samuel and they have Schofield trapped. The throw over to Smith, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rex Johnston now playing left field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Bailey bunts towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to second. One out. Ed Botton now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Mazeroski moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani is walked intentionally. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.